from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Afternoon Edition.
And right now in the Afternoon Edition, a live look outside of the Golden Gate Bridge. It's expected to be the warmest day so far this month, but don't let the sun fool you. Strong winds are blowing through the Bay Area. Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Yamamoto. Wind advisory is in effect for parts of the Bay Area, prompting a first alert weather day. And those strong winds can cause more power outages. Here's a look at the PG&E outage map. About 30 minutes ago, PG&E crews restored power in Orinda. At one point, that outage was impacting BART. So let's check right in with meteorologist Jessica Birch.
It's a first alert weather day here in the Bay Area. As temperatures warm up and we start to see drier conditions, we're also matching that with some really gusty conditions as well. Many of us in the Bay Area under a wind advisory until 11 a.m. We're going to keep a close eye on those wind gusts, especially as we head into the early morning hours, where up into Napa and Sonoma, we can see wind speeds really hit the 50-mile-per-hour mark. Now, once we head into the afternoon hours tomorrow, that's when the winds start dying down. So let's time this out, starting this afternoon alone. Closer to the 1 o'clock hour, we can see wind speeds close to around 40 miles per hour up into the North Bay, near Angwin, Sonoma. Calistoga is a good example, too. Notice the East Bay as well. Areas like Danville are going to be seeing really gusty conditions into the overnight hours tonight, early morning hours tomorrow as we wake up and head out the door. We are going to keep a close eye on those winds, especially during that morning commute tomorrow, because Sonoma is expected to hit around 50 miles per hour. A similar trend along the coast near Stinson Beach. Once this wind event starts to die down, we see beautiful conditions heading into the rest of Friday's forecast into Saturday and Sunday. But we still have to keep a close eye on that pollen count because it's in that medium to high category, lasting into early next week.
Well, to Oakland now, where police are warning people about a new crime trend. Thieves smashing car windows while you're still in the driver's seat. Our Andrea Nakano spoke with one woman who, just weeks after her car was stolen, a thief followed her all the way to her driveway in her replacement ride.
Yeah, if you do have a copy, that would be great. I will email.
Aria has lived in the Highland Park neighborhood all her life. She's always felt safe until she became a victim of a car theft and a smash and grab all within a month. She wanted to conceal her identity, but talked to us about how the robbery unfolded. She says the thieves spotted her on East 14th Street and followed her home.
Yeah, so they slammed their brakes and they also turned left with me. And I thought it was a little strange, but I wasn't trying to think of the worst of everyone, you know, so I said, oh, maybe they just, like, you know, missed their turn. Like, that's normal.
But as she made another left, so did the black sedan that was following her. This is video of when she pulled up on her driveway. The black car slows down behind her. The robber gets out of the car and smashes the passenger side window.
And the whole thing took place in like 10 seconds. And so, like, I was screaming, I was honking, like, everything. And I think I scared them away when I started honking, because he looked startled and, like, he, like, jumped away and, like, left in the getaway car.
They took off with her purse, but luckily she wasn't injured. Aria immediately called police.
It took me a while to even get through the calling system. And when they did, they said that they had 200 pending calls ahead of me, but they did receive a lot of reports of the same suspects already.
Aria has replayed the events over and over again in her mind. Her one regret is being too trusting of others.
Be more aware of your surroundings. Trust no one. You know, you might want to see the good in people, but right now I don't think you should. Just run away. Trust your gut.
OPD says it's investigating these crimes and have sent additional officers to the areas that have experienced these robberies. This video is from another incident near San Antonio Park. You can hear the victim yelling at the robber to get out, but he comes around to the driver's side to smash the window. Aria says she just doesn't feel safe in Oakland anymore.
I haven't left at all by myself since that happened. And so I'm just, you know, waiting to fix my whole car situation, get everything settled with insurance, and I'm gonna dip. Like, I already told my parents, I was like, okay, I gotta go. Like, I really don't feel safe.
And police say robberies are up 32% compared to this time last year. They also say if you think you're being followed, don't go home. Head to the police station or a local fire station instead. Also in Oakland, the Postal Service says someone pulled a gun on one of their mail carriers.
No. I don't have them.
Well, it happened on March 2nd along Euclid Avenue near Van Buren. The worker was not hurt, but the robber did get away with her keys to the city collection boxes. Here's a picture of that suspect. The Postal Service now offering a $150,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest and conviction. And we covered similar robberies all across the Bay Area for years. Now a USPS spokesperson tells us crooks are after their collection box keys to steal mail in bulk. And it's happening all over the country. Okay, it's been more than a week since California's primary election. Some races are still too close to call, including the only state ballot measure. That's Proposition 1. Here are the latest numbers. A $6 billion bond measure promises to build 10,000 shelter beds for the homeless and people who have addiction and mental health issues. And as those votes are still being tallied, Tom Wade has a look at why Prop 1 may just barely pass.
California's homeless crisis was center stage in last week's election with Prop 1 on the ballot. The measure would massively overhaul how the state manages the homeless crisis. The governor, LA Mayor Karen Bass, LA County Sheriff Robert Luna, and other top state leaders went all in trying to convince voters to pass it. But as of now, the race is much tighter than supporters were hoping for.
Well, it shows that Californians don't necessarily trust the state government to spend their money wisely. This doesn't involve an immediate expenditure of tax revenue, but it's billions of dollars in bond money, and voters understand that bond money eventually has to be repaid.
The $6 billion bond promised 10,000 new shelter beds and services for the homeless, mentally ill, and drug addicted.
Where's all this money already going if we're diverting it to the homeless problem?
Tamara Eichelberger, a college professor, is among the millions who voted no on Prop 1. She's critical of Newsom's handling of the homeless crisis.
It seems like we keep doing this over and over again and getting the same result, with money, again, being diverted to other things, so I feel like it should stay here in California and address some of our problems.
A group of healthcare advocates opposed to Prop 1 said it would divert billions away from critical homeless programs that are already in place and create medical incarceration. But supporters like Veronica Lewis with Hopix, a nonprofit in South LA that helps find housing and treatment for the homeless, says Prop 1 includes tools needed to battle today's homeless crisis.
So just think about if it was your loved one who had a severe mental illness and didn't have a place to get well and get services because they couldn't stabilize enough or couldn't be stationary enough to get those services, or one of your family members addicted to drugs and close to death because of it. This project, this program, and the reforms it'll bring and the shifting of some of the way that money is going to be used is literally saving lives.
Political experts say since Newsom became the face of Prop 1, it may have helped motivate his opposition enough to almost overcome a massive disparity in funding.
And what makes this an actually a really interesting race is the overwhelming supply of money was on the yes side. You know, a quick look at it's over 12 million, somewhere I think between about 12 and 15 million was spent to pass this thing. Virtually no money was raised on the no side.
In the South Bay, the runoff race to replace Congresswoman Anna Eshoo is still not decided. Sam Liccardo is in the lead in the 16th District congressional race, but second place is still up in the air, with only a few votes separating Assemblymember Evan Lowe and Santa Clara County Supervisor Joe Simidian. The second place finisher will face off with the former mayor, San Jose mayor, in November.